Tracheoesophageal voice production is the most popular now. I like how Dr. McCaffrey says it's the Cadillac version. Okay, the Chevy is the esophageal voice. And what you're doing here is you're creating a new vibratory source. You call it a pseudoglottis. And it replaces the vocal folds. Okay, so it's a little device. And what it does is it diverts air from the trachea into the esophagus. And it excites the PE segment. They sometimes loosen the muscles up and things so that the air will then be vibrated into the oral and pharyngeal cavities for voice production, into the vocal tract. It's relatively easy and quick procedure. They're now doing it at the time of the laryngectomy. They used to wait several months before they did it, and you still may have a case where that is the case. But they try to get it done early so that the person is talking pretty quickly. And this is the most natural looking, and as you'll see in the videos below, people sound pretty good. Now remember, all these ones on YouTube are the best case scenarios, okay? There are people that aren't as intelligible, and there are some concerns, as we'll talk about.